Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Another episode of the On Deck TV podcast is here, episode 265. Actually, I went back in our archives to make sure that we had never done this episode before, because sometimes I just be forgetting that shit. And I noticed that some of our older episode numbers were duplicates. So I'm saying 265, but like really it's slick, like 270. It's crazy. I'm gonna try to fix that by next week. So when you hear a new number next week, jump up a couple. That's the reason why. All right. Also, I need y'all to keep a close eye to our Instagram page, On Deck TV Podcast. Go follow that if you haven't already. Our guy M Extra is going to be bringing you Spotlight Saturdays every Saturday, okay? He's going to be highlighting under the radar music. That could be an EP, LP, mixtape, or just a single. Something that's flying low key that you need to be aware of, okay? So pay attention to that. On Deck TV Podcast on IG. Our guy M Extra is going to bring you some heat, all right? It's going to help you step your playlist game up. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group, okay? Go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the podcasts on the network.
All the podcasts on the network. First of all, FSP, Full Sport Press, J-Hove, How Weezy, and Big Jeff. They went over the top running back duos and quarterback duos. It will have to be two to make it a duo, but you know what I mean. Go check out that brand new FSP episode. Also, Fresh for Dummies latest editions coming out on the 1st and 15th of every month. Make sure you're in line to check those out. Brand new Ladies Room episodes also coming to you on deck.
Business is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, it's your boy Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown. If you're looking for me on social media,
chill. Ain't no AKAs. You just deading that the whole way over.
Nah. I'm coming back refreshed.
Gotcha.
Don't worry about that for hoodie season. I'll be back.
A hoodie AKA season.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for that. What'd you have up this weekend, man?
Man, I had a couple things up. I saw that white boy Rick.
What'd you think about it?
It was good, not great.
Huh.
The trailer was awesome, and the movie was just some look cool. One of those. Yeah, interesting story, but it didn't really stick the landing. It didn't.
The most infamous one of those was M. Night Shyamalan, whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
The Thing in the Woods. You remember that?
Yes.
Man, that was
The Village.
The Village.
Yeah, that was a dope ass trailer. Ooh, the movie was trash. The movie was garbage.
Okay.
No, White Boy Rick was some look cool. The story is interesting as fuck, though. Like, it's definitely movie worthy, but it just didn't. Like, Matthew McConaughey bodied that shit, but I ain't like the main dude, though. He was some slaw to me.
You want a good actor?
Nah. And that was his first time acting, and you can tell.
Mm.
And I ran up Kennesaw Mountain, too, twice, 2 days in a row.
You ran up?
I walked briskly up Kennesaw Mountain.
Ran is a stretch.
Walked briskly.
I'm about to check Kennesaw Mountain out before the weather turns.
You ain't ready for that.
I don't believe it.
You ain't built for Kennesaw Mountain. Not serious, though. I ain't gonna lie.
It's serious?
It's serious.
Serious like what? On a level one to serious.
On a level one to TI, I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's a little bit harder than Stone Mountain. Just a little bit, because it started off real steep.
Mm.
So it started off some slaw, but then it kind of tail off a little bit.
I may go do that this weekend.
What you have on deck, though?
I was Slow Motion. New Serial podcast were out. I'm fucking excited as shit.
New what?
Serial.
Season 3?
Yes, sir.
Season 2 was some slaw.
Season 2 was garbage. Bo Bergdahl escaping and joining an Afghan cult. I cared nothing about this new season. The chick from season 1 is back.
Okay.
And season 2 too, she did that. But now she's going to sit in courtrooms in Cleveland and recording like court cases and following like the whole case through, like why people go to jail for like dumb frivolous shit, like for having a parking ticket or suspended license and shit, and like how they got to deal with like the district attorney or how they got to deal with the lawyer to prosecute and all. It was really interesting, the first two episodes. Fire. Y'all check out the new Serial podcast. It's dope. Telling you. I was excited. Other than that, man, it was Slow Motion. Did I see anything good on TV? Nah. don't think so.
Nothing good on y'all ain't seen that goddamn
Quincy Jones.
That Quincy Jones on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard a couple of people talking about that.
Nigga, that's mandatory if you're into music. Only if you're into music, though. I'm gonna check that out. If you ain't into music, then skip it. Go watch Sesame Street or something. But if you're into music, that Quincy Jones is mandatory watching. Mm. It's on the level of Your Boy and Them.
Is it Dr. Dre?
Yeah, it's on the same level. Defiant, it might be harder
ones.
Than that.
It's better than Defiant Ones.
Might be better than Defiant Ones.
I'm gonna have to check it out tonight
for sure. All right, man, we got a lot to get to, man. My boy Ye dropping.
Oh my god, is he?
Yes,
it's confirmed.
Yes, Yandy. Goddamn it,
and that's the name of it.
That's the name of it. Goddamn it. Disgusting. So we're gonna go through his discography. I've been waiting for 300 episodes to go through Kanye's discography.
To go through Kanye's discography, right?
Yes. But before we get to that, though, let's get to some news.
Stall them out.
Super Bowl. What is this? 51? 52? Maroon 5, your band, was announced as the halftime performers for this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Maroon 5.
Twitter went crazy, claiming the league blew a layup by not having Atlanta rappers perform. Now, here's the thing, though. We get a little bit of a consolation prize. Allegedly, Cardi B could make an appearance since she's featured on Maroon 5's new single. Is this halftime performance satisfactory to you?
Of course. I mean, it's a Super Bowl. I don't understand when the expectation started to be the hottest acts, like in America, or the hottest acts in popular music, were going to be at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl always been legacy acts. And, like, Cardi B being there and just being a part of hip hop, I feel like, yeah, that's dope. I wasn't expecting Outkast or Gucci Mane or T.I. It would be very fly if they did that. But the NFL appeals to a much larger audience, and a lot of people wouldn't know who, like, even though I don't listen to Maroon 5, I still know who that is.
Facts.
I listen to T.I., there are people that would be like, okay, who's that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, same thing. Well, not with Outkast. Outkast would have a very large demographic that knew who they were. But other than that and them reuniting, I don't think Dre would be down for that. This is it. This is the expectation that I've seen from my 20 years of watching football.
Yeah, I don't know where the expectation came where hometown heroes played their own Super Bowl. Like, where are they doing that at? Like, Beyonce didn't play in Houston. She was in damn New Orleans. She not from there. When New Orleans was, the Super Bowl was there, niggas weren't asking for P and cash money because y'all know that shit won't go fucking happen. So y'all are waiting on the Trap All-Stars to perform just because the Super Bowl's in Atlanta. Y'all know good and damn well y'all were just applauding Jay-Z for turning this down. Now, but y'all want Outkast and T.I. and Future to jump out there? Like, come on. Like, stop, y'all. We got to stop. This is what the NFL does. They're blackballing cap as we speak. We can't expect them to have a trapped out Super Bowl halftime show. As cool as it might sound and as much sense as it might make being in Atlanta, bro, it's like, stop. Y'all new to the NFL if y'all thought this shit was finna fly.
And who sits around and watch the halftime show, though?
No, halftime show do be kind of lit, though.
I mean,
it's a big thing. It's the, you know, relatively speaking.
But it's a big thing. You take what you get. Like, it ain't never been, like you just said, like, oh, man.
It's been some big dogs, though. I mean, like, Beyonce shit was tough.
Bruno Mars was big.
Bruno Mars shit was tough.
But, like, did we even know Bruno Mars was doing that beforehand?
People didn't really care like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that it correlates with the audience of people that say, hey, this should be a hip-hop halftime show. It just don't, it don't make a lot of sense.
They haven't done it before, so why would you expect them to do it now?
And the NFL can't do anything more divisive. That would be kind of divisive as far as your fan bases, because the NFL has a wide fan base, and I'm sure all of them don't listen to hip hop. Coming off the kneeling shit, and now they got all the shit going on with the roughing the passer. Like,
they're taking the safe.
Any
pick.
Controversy, yeah. Maroon 5 is as safe as you can get.
Woo.
Cardi B will come out there, say two lines, everybody will go crazy, and boom, you knocked it out the park. You're just looking for, like, anything where they making no news. As long as Cardi don't have a nip slip,
right,
or anything like that, that's what the NFL gonna give you, buddy.
She fucking around have a turtleneck on out there,
man. With a full, like, body suit, one piece.
I will say the hip hop act that makes the most sense is Outkast, though.
Of course,
because they have enough worldwide hits,
and the NFL probably would want that, but that's probably Outkast telling them no.
Probably,
you know what I'm saying? That's Outkast being like, nope.
Would you be mad at them if it came out tomorrow that Outkast was actually their first pick and they turned it down? Would you feel some type of, like, damn, why y'all didn't do this shit?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'd be mad, but I wouldn't be surprised. Especially, like, with Dre on. Like, Dre ain't They could have said, hey, we'll give you $1 million for this halftime show. He'd be like, I'm all right.
Yeah, that halftime show, they won't get no guap for that shit neither.
Oh, you got to pay to do it. Yeah. You got to pay the NFL.
I don't believe that.
Look it up.
Oh, no, then there ain't no way.
Look it up. You have to pay the NFL to do it because they look at it as like promo on their stage, man.
Oh, no.
So that's another reason.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, and it usually happens with people that have new material out, either around
promo time. Yeah, so people will pay that for promo.
So if you ain't got, look, if Outkast ain't in the studio right now, then ain't no point.
Y'all nothing.
Ain't no point.
Pay me, and you know the NFL ain't trying to do that.
Shit. All right, man, moving on. Remember a while back when we mentioned Dr. Dre will be doing an original series on Apple loosely based on his life?
Yes.
Well, the show called Vital Signs has now been passed up by Apple CEO Tim Cook due to characters snorting cocaine, an orgy scene, and guns.
So early Death Row days.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Should Dr. Dre have toned it down to secure the Apple platform?
I feel like Dr. Dre thought that he already had the Apple platform. That's why they had a $3 billion deal, and this was inclusive of it, along with the documentary and the headphones. So I feel like that he thought he could be as real as he needed to be, especially in today's time. People don't want to see any watered down stuff. That was the backlash that the Tupac movie got. So I feel like that him and Jimmy Iovine were looking at it. They front runners in most of the things that they do. So they're trying to get ahead of the curve and stop giving you watered down stuff. Though people like the New Edition and they like the Bobby Brown. It was still watered down.
To a certain extent.
You know what I'm saying? To an extent. Yeah. So I feel like that they were trying to go a different route and kind of give you some hardcore shit. People were mad that they didn't show the stuff with him and the lady that had the lawsuit against
D. Barnes,
exactly. Yeah. They were mad that wasn't shown in the NWA stuff. So I feel like that they kind of took that critique and times three, went up by three times. They're like, all right, you wanted this, we're gonna give you all of this. And Tim Cook in the time right now with Apple, like, nah, we ain't doing that because Apple big enough.
He don't have to.
Yeah, Apple can tell anybody no.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
And he shouldn't tone it down because number one, HBO's watching. Stars is watching.
Exactly.
Cinemax is watching.
Right to HBO.
Cinemax need them more than anybody. They ain't had nothing since Banshee ended.
Man.
So
Banshee was throwback.
That's the one and only series that Cinemax has had. If anybody knows of anything else, please inform me. But I tell you this, though. I wanted to see this shit before. Nigga, now I'm really here for it, though. Like, I need all of this. I need the orgy scene. I need the cocaine scene. I need all this. As long as it's a good show. Like, if this is loosely based on Dre or Jimmy Iovine's life, like, don't. Well, they kind of already gave me Superman Dre in Straight Outta Compton. that was superhero Dre standing up to Suge.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need that. Dre, just give me Snowfall in like the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of vibe, that type of vision. I'm here for it, man. I'm down for anything good TV. Count me in.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Netflix is out there. All of those.
Oh,
places,
yeah, I forgot about
that. You know what I'm saying? So it'll get picked up. Apple just didn't. Unless it was like something that they had to do exclusively for Apple, then.
Then they fucked up.
Yeah, but I think we'll see that somewhere. It's too big of a story.
And to be fair, though, Apple also. First of all, they're handing out deals left and right.
Yeah,
they dropped a bag on the original content.
Yeah, they're coming through. They finna knock Netflix and all of that. Apple
Hulu.
TV is coming. With the thunder. Believe it. The first Drake scripted series is going to be on Apple.
All that. And they threw a bag to M. Night Shyamalan, who, interesting enough, you name dropped earlier. And he was actually asked to cut out some shit, too, for his show. They didn't like. So now I'm starting to feel like Apple might be trying to be on some Disney shit, man.
Like you said, they can, though.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, though. Like, don't give me the PG.
But think about it. You don't want to see it, but guess where it's going to be?
Everywhere
on their phone, you holding on your iPad.
I'm gonna have to
you
watch.
You got
it.
To ask for it. Like, it's gonna be there. I may not want to see it, but it's gonna be right here in a little brand new Apple Stream TV app, just like the podcast app. And boom, you find yourself watching that more than Netflix and shit.
They need to go ahead and put the parental lock on that shit and keep it moving, dude. Let me live.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna put my little fingerprint code on here. I'm good.
They need a new rating. For streaming a new rating so you can watch it.
I mean, they got like TVMA. It's like TV shit. They just need to. Just put some type of parental shit on there, man. Give me some, man. Don't spoon feed me the PG-13 shit. Grown ass man out here.
That's true.
All right, moving on. T.I.P. man, an artist formerly known as the King of the South. He's got some big plan.
Out of here.
He's still the king of the South?
Yes.
In 2018?
Easily. It ain't even a question.
That's crazy. Tough. He's got some big plan for you trap enthusiasts. In celebration of his 15th year anniversary of his classic album, Trap Music,
right.
He's curating a pop-up shop called the Trap Museum. It'll have classical musical scriptures, paintings, sculptures, and images mixed in with your favorite trap artists. Okay, now let's speak hypotheticals.
Okay.
If he consulted us and said, look, I got to have 10 artists in here, which 10 would absolutely have to be in?
I started this list and I couldn't get to 10. Did you get to 10?
Almost.
I was going to say, there's no way you got 10.
I got an 8.
You got the 8?
Yes.
I got 5?
No, that's impossible.
I mean, in a museum?
Yes.
Yeah,
like T.I., Jeezy, Gucci. Locks.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Yo Gotti.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. I was thinking only Atlanta.
Are you just doing Atlanta?
No, I didn't know.
How many did you get out of Atlanta?
Shit, Future? It's a lot.
Trap?
Yes. What?
I don't know what Future like.
2 Chainz? Lock.
2 Chainz, definitely. 2 Chainz would be in there.
Bro, Future's clearly in there.
I didn't know Future was trap music. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Stop.
I never consider Future trap music.
Migos.
I consider Future mumble rap.
Migos.
Migos would be in there because I think that was the evolution of the trap sound.
Out of respect, Shorty Low.
Yeah.
And Bankroll. Well, okay, maybe one. One of the two.
Shorty Low, I give you. And no disrespect to Bankroll.
For sure.
Shorty Low, I give you.
Would you go... See, I forgot about Yo Gotti.
See, I was going, yeah, I went more so nationwide. So I went Yo Gotti, Jeezy, of course, Master P. I said Master P.
Really?
And just off of the...
He need his own museum. Fuck all
that.
That
is a fact. But I would put, that's just showing love, I would put P in there. And this would be, like I said, if we're doing outside Atlanta.
For sure.
Pusha T was the other one that
that's
I had.
What I said, Clips.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Clips, Pusha T, same thing. No Ross for the 10th spot?
No. Absolutely not.
Come, bro. Rich off cocaine?
Like, trap museum, though. Rick Ross always hustling? Been like, Rick Ross ain't trap music, though. That's like upper echelon. Like,
so is Pusha T. Nah, but you get the gist, though.
Pusha T is like, he's still street trap music. Rick Ross is like upper echelon, like trafficking music. It's not trap music. Okay. It's trafficking music.
Would you put somebody like Skyface?
No. Nah. Because Scarface's story was way more than that. Like, Scarface may have alluded to, you know what I mean, trap situations, but he's so good at what he does, storytelling and making, painting pictures with rapping and stuff that he's rapped about.
Yeah.
I think he's too widespread to put in there.
You need to put some producers in here, too, like Shorty Red. Like Shorty Red's that in made there. That trap sound.
Shorty Red, what's your boy Lex Luger for a second?
Lex Luger for sure.
Yeah. You what's my what man saying? Name that's shaking it right now?
Mike Will,
yeah.
Facts. Sonny Digital or Young Metro?
Metro Boomin. What's Southside?
I'm Southside. Yeah. Yep. They
the
need
producers
to be in there
might
too.
Be yeah, the producers you come to 10 real quick. Who used to do all the early good Zaytoven. Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Now this is gonna be hard though. It's a dope idea. It reminds me of the Gucci exhibit that we went to.
Yeah, I think that's where the idea came from. Need to let us curate that for him. Partner.
And T.I. think partner. He's slick though. Like we fucking with this, but don't think we don't need that 15 year anniversary concert, that one night only trap music show.
God, I'm here for that.
Don't think we don't need that.
Yeah, he can
nice
slide.
Try.
Don't slide no pop up shops out here. I don't want to see no Instagram post. I need two nights at the Fox.
Facts.
Just like Jeezy did for the Trap or Die. Boom, King put on. Yeah, I need that. Actually.
He only had one night. He had 2 nights.
Jeezy was. I thought that was 2 shows.
I thought it was one night only.
I thought it was 2 shows.
Maybe so.
Who knows?
Give me the one night only trap music.
I'll take
it
one night only. I'm in there.
That'll be cold. T.I., you listening? I hope you hear us, man. Like, yeah, little pop-up shot. That's cute. It's all cute and shit. We need that goddamn show. All right, man, moving on. Before we get to this music break, Suge Knight, man. Looks like the Suge Knight saga has finally come to an end. The music mogul pleaded no contest to a 2015 hit and run and received 28 years in prison. Now, if he does the entire bid, he'll get out when he is 81 years old. What is the legacy of Suge Knight?
I don't think it changed. I think the expectation was this was where Suge was going to end up if he didn't end up dying first. Like, he was a terror when he first got on the scene with Death Row, and we've seen, or we've, it's been documented at how everything used to run through then, and back then through Suge, I should say. So, I mean, the only expectation was, like, you knew he wasn't going to be sitting like Quincy Jones when he was 80. Like, we knew that. I was surprised that Suge made it this long terrorizing people and doing what he did, not being in jail. So, I mean, 28 years, Suge, I mean, he maxed it out, though. He maxed it out, because Suge, you said he'd get out when he what?
81.
So he's, what, 50, late 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he maxed out, man. He supposed to got this a long time ago, and I ain't wishing no ill will on him, but he was out here, like, for a long time with a whole lot of bad karma.
He's 53. Yeah, Suge, he'll be remembered as a bully who overachieved in music business by D-boying his way in the game. When Snoop left, Pac died, Dre dipped, he was done. He had burned every bridge around him. People were scared to work with him. He couldn't do it again because he probably shouldn't have done it in the first place. Mm-hmm. He just, again, sleazeballed his way in. Now, after watching that Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine documentary, that opened up my eyes a little bit about some of the doors that he could have maybe went through. Mm-hmm. Like, he's schmoozing with these big dogs, playing football with Jimmy Iovine in a crib and all kind of shit. He could have went about it a different way, and that's what Jimmy Iovine was explaining. I don't know how, you know, it's easy for Jimmy Iovine to say that now. I'm going to assume and take his word for that he was actually telling him this then, that he was like, bro, you ain't got to go about it on that mob shit. Like, mobsters grow up to get out of that shit. Like, yeah, you trying right. to you, be a you, mobster. Like, into mob,
yeah.
Yeah, like, bro, like stop. I think he'll be respected as an executive because Death Row did numbers.
Right.
And but let's be honest, like, they were loaded though. Like, but that was Golden State.
Was it him? Was it Puff? Was it Master P? Like, which executive was it? Baby, which executive was it? Do you think exemplifies hip hop? Like the ideal hip hop CEO, was it Dame Dash?
It's got to be Puff.
It's Puff.
It's got to be longevity. Because everybody else is irrelevant. Let's keep it. If I'm just going to keep it a buck, to a certain extent, P is second just because he won several different ways.
Yeah.
Suge got lucky. I mean, like, bro.
So, Suge, you putting him fourth?
He got lucky, bro.
That's rough.
Nigga, he just he got lucky,
but you
way.
Got. But like you said, he got lucky, but he came from, like, I don't got no background in this. I played football. I was a bodyguard.
True.
I Debo'd a nigga, got the rights to a song, cashed out, started a label,
yeah.
Signed the best producer. Like, I mean, it's something to be said about that hustle, man.
Yeah, but, nigga, I mean, it's he just used scare tactics, though. Dre was scared. Pac was probably scared.
Hey, man, you use all the tools in the box. You got to use them, man. However you got to do to get that to the top, you got to do it.
He curved with the Warriors. Like, yeah, I can coach that squad. Like, what kind of moves you got to make, dude?
Allegedly, you got to be able to handle Draymond. You know what I'm saying?
Who was that? Was Pac?
Yeah, exactly. One day this nigga come here on 10, you got to be like, look, bro, you got to take it all the way down.
Nah, I don't – Hip Hop Hall of Fame, is he in it as an executive first? I mean, well, obviously not first.
Not first ballot, but he in there. Yeah, you can't tell the story.
Really?
Yeah, you can't tell the story of hip hop without Suge Knight and Death Row. Like, and you can't tell the, like, Death Row is a legendary label, and you can't tell the story of Death Row without Suge. Suge was, like, one of the most influential people in the early stages of hip hop. Well, when hip hop was, well, what we call that, the golden era?
Yeah, for well, our generation.
Actually, I don't. Is that the golden era or is now the golden era? Because niggas is
no,
eating
relax,
now.
Relax. Dude, I think 90s. Just because of the.
It was a lot of money then, but now, like, the tide is turning now. It don't take much to get in. You can load your song up. You can be on SoundCloud getting shows and, like, ain't did shit with a label.
And because the fact that it doesn't take much to get in is why this isn't the golden era. I think when people say that, they mean in terms of quality.
You're talking about quality, okay, yeah. Not as far as the musicians cashing out.
Right. Nah.
It's finna be a new day because Spotify making it where you can put the song straight up. Hey, it's finna get rough.
Yeah, nah. It's a thousand ways to eat out here, yeah, if you
one.
Rapping.
Choose one.
Well,
yeah, right. You got to be good.
Nah, you don't have to be good. Just find a lane.
Yeah, you just got to be able to make noise.
Find a niche.
Followers. Be an influencer.
Get them numbers up. Yeah. Cook them numbers like Tekashi doing on YouTube. Mm. You'll be good.
He know what to do and how to do it, though.
Cook them books up.
You see him in 50 beefing?
I did. Yes. I'm not believing a second of that.
Nah, they called each other up strong. Please. Hey, man, do this.
Niggas was telling each other how they should do it.
Really, you know why they did that?
Was it?
Because he was fucking with Buster first. And you know Buster sure don't play no games. He tried to make motherfuckers forget so Buster wouldn't spring on him next time he see him. Buster still going to be looking for 50, but that was strange what he did with that straw, though.
See what I'm saying?
Did you see that?
I did not.
That was strange.
I don't want to see it.
That's strange. This nigga opened his mouth like fucking alien to put a straw in his mouth, dude. I don't know what Busta Rhymes was doing.
The fuck was he drinking with a straw?
Man, you know, like, he was in the club. It was like one of them. It's like one of them almost where you ain't looking down and you can't find the straw.
Oh, yeah. So, but this nigga was probably lit, too.
This nigga opened his whole mouth to get the straw in there.
He was probably toasted.
Nigga gonna beat the shit out of 50.
All right, man, let's hit this music break, man. We got Young Gully.
Young Gully, okay. Oak Town's finest.
West Side, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a joint called I Care. It's the intro off his latest project.
Yep.
Let's check out Young Gully, man. See what he hitting on.
All the times that I did for you, almost died trying to live for you, doing everything that I can for you. No thanks for trying to be a man for you, blaming me for your self-destruction. Wanted love, but I felt corruption. All that talking, it ain't tell him nothing. All that hatred never helped us suffer. Saw my mama crying on the kitchen floor. Got me feeling bad, should I kiss her more? Bitch thinking we should kick it more, but I never listened, I just hit the door. Shame on me trying to do better. Shame on me never knew better. Shame on me trying to do whatever fell apart, trying to get you together. I'm so tired, what you usually tell him? How coincidental, I'm tired too. Used to sleep 3-2 a bit before I even learned how to tie my shoe. Keep a lot of shit to myself now. Niggas wanna kill me, what am I to do? Can't get to you before I get to me. And I'ma tell the truth, I can't lie to you. Regret letting Bill sniff my coke, cause he overdosed, it's just my thoughts. Maybe never sell dope again, because I always felt like it was my fault. Hard for me to make a promise to you, so I tend to ask myself why I talk. Hard lesson, I was getting money, still when I win, I gotta find loss. I was traveling on the wrong path, kind of thinking it's the way to be. Grams died, lost a sense of guidance, now I look to moms and tell her pray for me. Bob, Chris, Lil C, no Jake, Lord, how many times you gonna take from me? Stairs leading up to heaven gates, where my devil waits, tell them wait for me. Judas Snake, crib locked down, every time we talk, they say keep rapping. The hood forever, leave that alone, don't end up stranding them streets trapping. Another funeral, tears falling down my cheek, I need a clean napkin. Shoot every time you spot a rival, it's a constant cycle when the beef happen. Growing up, glowing up, no showing out, I'm just showing up. My ex out here hoeing up. I told her what I know, but I ain't know enough. Silly me, putting trust in her, being tough with her. Now I'm back to me. Let the past stay in the past. The bitch wasn't loyal, she the past of me. Could cry, but what do tears bring? Paranoia, what my fears bring. Afraid of sleep, I'm having nightmares. When I close my eyes, I only hear screams. When my eyes wide, I still dream. Kind of crazy how my mind work. My cousin took his own.
All right, man, that was Young Gully. Dang. I ain't gonna lie, that's bang. I had to let that run a little bit longer. He was ripping that.
Let me find the name of that album, man, so y'all can go check him out.
I'm not gonna lie, that's the intro on there. That's gonna make me wanna check out the tape.
Eyes Wide Shut. Young Gully from Oakland, California. Y'all go check him out.
Have you ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
I heard it was crazy as shit.
I did too. I slick need to watch that.
Yeah,
I'm really
there's a whole lot of right wing liberal, non-liberal orgies and stuff like that going
damn,
on.
Dr. Dre show.
That's what I heard.
I need to fuck with that then. All right, man. We're back. It's Ye Week this week. Okay? It's Kanye fucking West.
Can we fast forward?
He's dropping his 9th solo LP Friday. It's called Yandy.
Allegedly.
It'll be another classic. Allegedly. Yeah, hopefully he don't pump fake us like Wayne did last week.
Wayne crazy.
Oof.
And he said it's coming out on his birthday.
Right.
Right.
He pump faked the shit out of us.
This shit ain't. All right, go ahead.
Nah, it better come out now. He done made a little promo video and everything.
Who, Wayne?
Yeah. She'll follow the OnDeck TV podcast.
They must have
IG.
Found 13 songs. I didn't know who you was talking about.
Yeah.
They must have found like 13 songs that they had never released before.
That shit gonna be some slob, but more on that later.
All right.
So we decided it made sense to let's go ahead and do us an albums ranked episode for Ye. I had thought we did this before. I ain't even gonna lie. But we haven't, and
unfortunately not.
Yeah, no. We need to do these. We need to recognize his discography every quarter.
Oh my
it's
God.
How fucking great it is.
That's impossible.
We're going from 8 to 1 now. Of course, these are solo joints. So sorry, Kids See Ghost. Sorry, Watch the Throne. These are not in here. It's only the solo joints. Now, let's start from the bottom, man. Give me what you got for the last two, man. 8 and 7.
This is easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Yay.
What?
Y-E. Yay. It's number 8 for me. And I'll say this in full transparency. It's only because I've only listened to this one twice.
This shit
bang. 1.5 times, actually. I went back and listened to another song that y'all said was banging, and I didn't like that one either. But that's 8 for me because I refused and wasn't in the Kanye mood. Still ain't in the Kanye mood, but I did go back and check some of the old stuff out in order to do this show. All right, 8 for me is Jay. Then number 7 is Yeezus. The atrocious, god-awful rap and roll album. Like, I don't even understand how people process what was going on that CD.
You ain't like the show?
No. I ain't like none.
Fuck out of here. The show was some slow?
Yes.
Yeah. Get that Kanye hate out your heart. I don't know what he did to you.
It ain't no hate. I mean, I just.
But it ain't nothing on this list slow or god awful or garbage. 1 through 8. None. And I got 8. I had to make an 8. Some got to be 8th.
Them last two is god awful.
Nah, that's not true.
Well, I mean, I ain't listened to the last one, but 7 is trash.
Number 8 for me is 808s and Heartbreaks. Again, it's not trash. However, it was a little bit before its time with the auto-tune and the singing coming from a rapper. And it went over my head when it first released. I ended up double backing years later and was like, damn, okay, actually, nah, it's actually slick banging. Mm-hmm. However, it can't hold a candle to the rest of his catalog. And some of the joints now are just, yeah, I can't even listen to. If I had to double back, Welcome to Heartbreak is my favorite song on there. That shit is banging. Mm-hmm. But he's got some good joints on there. Amazing with Jeezy's, pretty dope. The joint with Wayne, Seeing You in My Nightmares, that's pretty good too.
Heartless.
That's good
the
too.
The two singles are banging.
Nah, he got some good shit on there. If you listen to it now, it's not as, you know, because everybody does that shit now in some variation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the same effect. But at the time, it completely lost me. I was waiting on that good ass job to drop. And then, of course, his mom passed. And then he flipped the script on the theme and went with the 808s Heartbreaks.
He turned to Calabasas Kanye instead of Chicago Kanye.
Yeah.
Pick a C.
Yeah. So we got that 808. And again, it's not bad. My number 7 is also Yeezus. Went over a lot of people's heads too,
including yours.
This
everybody's,
was
everybody's, including Kanye's.
You notice I've got the two experimental albums as my bottom two, because he does rap that well, like traditional rap or old Kanye, as people would like to say. That when he steps outside of the box and does something like a Yeezus or an 808, it turns a lot of people off. Although I like Yeezus a lot, I think if he would have had another song start it off, he's got the wrong song at number 1. The on-site joint is not the best song. It's very left field and turn people off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Your first song sets the tone for an album, and if you put the wrong joint there, it could sour people's mouths before they even really get to the full joint. But it's a good album, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go with good.
Good. Blood on the Leaves, Bang, and Guilt Trip. That's my favorite song on there.
Wait, you on Yeezus?
Fire.
You got a favorite song on there?
Fire, Guilt
Trip. How many
Trip.
Times do you think you've listened to that album?
Several.
Wow. That's crazy.
Several. It's good right. music.
My number 6
no
is
pun intended.
Life of Pablo.
Mm.
I'm totally turned off by the whole Kanye era. This whole era of Kanye. And I think this started it. Like the whole, like this when he was bitching about the clothes and he was Walt Disney and all of these different things. And it just got to be, for me, too much. So it took away from the music. There were good songs on here, and it was a lot of some music that, you know, that I revisited, especially when we were doing the preparation for this show. And it sounded good, but at the same time, there was a change in Kanye West, and this was like the full-fledged blossoming of it. Like, this was no longer the dude in the polo and there was producing beats. This was like the full-fledged rock star on Life of Pablo. And I ain't saying anything is wrong with that. You can change. You can evolve as a person. Nothing wrong with that. I just wasn't turned on by Pauls. As far as it being musical, like that wasn't what I was trying to hear. I wasn't trying to hear him talk about snorting coke out of models' assholes and shit like that. It just wasn't for me. Clever line, it was cool, but it was just too far away from what attracted me to Kanye West in the first place.
Number 5 and 4?
5 and 4. 808s and Heartbreak for me was number 5. I was on there when it first came out.
Way too high.
I was on there when it first came out, and to me, This started the transition that I just spoke of. This was a transition as to where it wasn't so much about the music and what he wanted to say no more, but I feel like he thought he had to please people, especially since his mom was gone. And it went far left, but it was some good music on here. Like I said, the intro song, what is it, Welcome to Heartbreak? That shit is banging. That's one of, to me, Kanye top 10 songs.
Ain't no way.
What?
That's a banging ass song, though.
To me, I'm just saying, like, as far as what he was talking about on there, it hit home.
That's true.
That was like the last little bit of real Kanye West that was left in his soul, and it came out on that song. Number four for me was Graduation. Graduation is banging, and that is where it was all about, like, the single and the Drunken Heart girls. I don't think it was, like I say, it was getting away from the dude in the polos and they had the mascot head on. That was genuinely good music, because when I went back and listened to it, no pun intended, when I went back and listened to it, there's a different feeling that you get from listening to Graduations than you get from listening to the ones that I have left on my top eight list. And I go more into that when I tell the last three albums, but this just didn't have that, even though musically it was banging, but the feeling wasn't the same, and it kind of took away from it for me. What's your
let me go 6, 5, and 4. 6 is Ye. Slept on as fuck. Seven songs. It's an appetizer. When you go 7 single digit songs, it better be banging. You better be batting 1,000.
And he wouldn't.
And goddamn it, he was.
Oh man.
This is banging. I don't know what the fuck people are listening for or listening to. I get it. You were turned off by the MAGA hat and the TMZ interview. You fell for that promo. Apparently everybody's too woke to fall for him in Chicago promo, but you fell for that. So are you really that woke? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You asked me or you talking about it?
No, just generally speaking.
Because I had an answer for you.
Like, everybody's like, oh, are y'all falling for he's going back home and I'm not biting? Well, he just got back with his old management. But you fell for the MAGA hat promo, though.
I don't think it's so much as falling for it. Like, people are saying, I ain't falling for it as far as going back to Chicago, but it's more so, like, in my case, it's just, I'm tired of it. I don't care that he's addressing people about fucking his wife. I don't care that he's back in Chicago. I don't care that he's with Don C. None of it matters anymore. Like, I may have, as you said, fell for the MAGA hat, and that's cool, but I fell off the bandwagon. Like, no, none of that stuff matter to me anymore. So, like, I could care less if he's in Chicago. That don't mean that he ain't gonna put the MAGA hat back on. In my opinion, that's just how I look at Kanye West. Like, you never know what's coming. And, like, at this point, I don't need the emotional roller coaster that is Kanye West, so I can do without it either way.
But you need this fire-ass music that's on Ye.
No, I absolutely can do without that.
Since you only listen to one listen, your qualification is dismissed
that's
for this
why it's
album.
A for my list. I can't say nothing about it. That's why
it ain't no slow song on here.
That's impossible.
The song about his daughter is fire. The one that Drake did the hook on is banging. The one with fucking Charlie Wilson. I don't know what he got with Charlie Wilson, but every time he get him in the yo, he lace him. But
Charlie Wilson's a genius. He's a musical genius. So he's
Kanye West is a musical genius. You're right.
No, Charlie Wilson is.
Oh.
That's why he helped Kanye out so much when he in the studio with him.
This album is banging. My favorite song is Ghost Town. If I had to go number 5, I got to go College Dropout.
Really?
Listen, as far as debut albums go, hip hop, you could argue it's a classic. I wouldn't debate you for a second. However, it's too long. Pause. 21 tracks. A little too much. It tails off toward the end, if we're going to be honest with ourselves.
What album did you just say?
College Dropout.
Oh, okay.
It's number 5.
Right.
Tails off toward the end. It's got the big, big dog worldwide bangers like Jesus Walks, Slow Jams, things of that nature. My favorite song on there was Spaceships. That shit was crazy.
It was
bang. Very, very dope debut album. He'll always be remembered for this because he was so different from what was currently on the Rockefeller roster. It just lyrics was crazy. Production was crazy. It's good. I mean, no, it's fire. But again, one too many skits, couple of too many tracks on there at the end. That's the only thing that kind of blows it for me. It's the only reason why it's not higher on my list. And plus, his discography is just that stupid. Everything above this is amazing. And then number 4, I'm gonna go Life of Pablo. This might be nice. Listen. First of all, this is the best concert I've ever attended, and I've been to a decent amount of concerts. That shit was mind-blowing. The album itself, I think a lot of people slept on. He didn't do a ton of rapping on here, so that turned a couple of people off, which is fair. He's got a lot of features. It's pretty heavy on the features, but I thought he put it together well, and I think it's one of those that when you double back after you give it some time away from it, you'll realize it's a shitload of good music on there, and it's not a lot of trash. Like, it's maybe one or two songs that I don't care for, but, man, everything else is, it's just good-ass music like he always does. And, like, it might be not be his best lyrical album, but it just, it's more cohesive than I think people give credit for. And people sleep on that Life of Pablo, but I thought that shit was amazing. And the concert just took it all the way over the top. Like, the floating stage, all that shit was hard.
Until he did the J rant.
Yeah, and then the rants I could have done without. He could have chilled out with that shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You can miss me with that shit.
Number four,
but album fire. Mm. What what's your top three?
My top three in this order: 3, College Dropout. I feel like College Dropout. My complaint about it, which you said it was long, but going back and listening to this in. Versus Pablo or versus a Yeezus, it's two totally different artists. Like, the whole perception of the albums are different, and it was refreshing to go back and listen to this because I hadn't listened to this in a long time, and I remember what it felt like to listen to Kanye West. Like, damn, it was funny. It was captivating. The music, as far as the bars, you cared about what he was about to say next, and it may not have been the most lyrical thing, like you said, but at least you were waiting to hear what he was about to say next. That's why College Dropout was dope to me. Said number three. Number two, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm.
And the only reason that wasn't number one, because the music on there is like A1, grade A, amazing. Like, you could tell that he took his time with that album and was very meticulous with every beat, verse, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, he tried to do that on my number one album, but it didn't quite get to that point. But you could tell where he was going with it and why My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I would compare those two. But my number one is Late Registration. To me, that was the Kanye West that we wanted for the fruition of his career. To grow from that model as opposed to growing from 808s and Heartbreaks. Like, that's what we wanted to see. That's what we thought we were going to get. And I think that's why so many people were let down with the MAGA hat and what you call promo during that time period, because it was so far away from this. Late Registration, the skits, the funny, like, the Dropout skits and all of that, Broke, like, all of that was, it was good. It was a breath of fresh air is what you needed. He wasn't trying to be a gangster. He wasn't trying to be a rock star. He was only being Kanye West, the dude from Chicago who make dope beats and he wanna rap. That was fire, and you could hear it all through this album, and you don't hear that on Yeezus. You don't hear that on Life of Pablo. And I think for people like me, that, I mean, Kanye, I wasn't the biggest Kanye West fan in the beginning. When I did hear Late Registration, that made me want to give him a chance, though.
Yeah.
And the Yeezus and the other things, the reason why I'm so turned off about it, you remember those Late Registration days. You're like, this not the same guy. It's not a guy that I would like to give a chance. The one is walking down the street talking about, hey, y'all need to be careful about what y'all saying with my wife and things like that. Like, that's just like, that's not the same dude, nor is it a dude that I want to see or an artist that I'm interested in. So that's what I'd have to say about that. What's your top three?
Now, I can respect that. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is number three for me. It's a superb album, probably one of the best hip-hop albums in the last 10-15 years.
I give you that.
The only reason I've got it number three and not number one is that it's very feature heavy. It's more of a compilation slick. He's on here, obviously, but Monster got 10 fucking features. So Appalled has 10 features. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot to it, and plus it's got a really, really bad song at the end. Yeah. And these top two that I'm about to name, there's not a track on there that you can say is really, really bad like I can on this My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, because that Who Will Survive in America and that Lost in the World, some slaw.
That's true.
But all of the lights, superb. Power is crazy. Gorgeous. And like, the album is stupid, especially after you listen to that fucking breakdown on what's the podcast? Dissect.
Was just thinking about that, man. That Dissect was amazing. That made it,
just where he was at in his time after the Taylor Swift controversy and all of that encapsulated in here. And when you break them bars down, shit, crazy. It make it that much more better. That's a dope album. Number two, I have Late Registration. That's your number one. Late Registration is bananas. It's not a slow song on here.
Mm-mm.
Drive Slow is amazing.
Roses
is amazing. Diamonds from
the remix.
Jay on the remix. Jesus. Like, that's a classic verse, dude. Everything on here, man, like from beginning to end, Hey Mama Celebration. There's 21 songs on here, and I'm not skipping a damn thing on here.
Yeah, that album feels good.
It does.
People say that about an album, like that album feels good. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Listen to Late Registration.
It was like he arrived.
Yeah, you was like, nigga, you was rooting for him. Like, yeah. You could be standing out there with the Kanye sign. It was cool then.
Yeah, I agree. Nah, that album is ridiculous, but numero uno, 1,000% the best Kanye West album ever is Graduation. Mm. That shit?
That's banging.
Dude, like, man, just even running it back and listening. I'm talking about everything from the cover to the fucking, the singles. He had the big stadium singles with Stronger and all that, and Can't Tell Me Nothing and Good Life. But then he got, like, kind of the real, like, super musical, like, Flashing Lights and like, the suit, the stuff that's, like, sonically pleasing. Yeah. And then, like, the Homecoming, Glory, every beat is banging. Bars are on point. My favorite Kanye West song ever is I Wonder. I can listen to that. Man, listen, dude.
Do you know it is, man?
I can listen to that for hours, nigga. Like, dead ass. I can play a whole game of Madden, nigga, just listen to that one song tomorrow. Mm. This album is amazing. This is the same one that he went head-to-head up with 50, the Curtis.
Remember,
50 said he would retire if he lost in sales. He picked the wrong album to go head up, dude.
Sure did.
Because this is this is Kanye right here. When people say they want that old Kanye, they're talking about that Graduation album. Like, straight up. That shit is fire. Barry Bonds or Lil Wayne?
Yeah, that was banging.
Like, bro, that's even the Drunken Hot
Okay,
Girls.
Let me ask you this. But the reason that that wasn't higher for me was because of the two songs that you just named. Do you think that dated? I don't think that it aged as well.
Which ones?
Drunken Hot Girls and Barry Bonds.
People didn't like Drunken Hot Girls when it came out. Uh-huh. I thought it was a dope song. It's catchy. It, you know what I mean? It's not meant to be that deep. Like, I like the song. Barry Bonds, I like that too, though.
I just don't think it aged well going back to listen to it. It's like the Late Registration, you get a different feeling. I just don't think it aged well. But, I mean, the album was absolutely great.
I will say Late Registration has his best 16 ever, though.
On what song?
That first verse on Crack Music. That's dude best 16. You hear me?
Man, I
do. How we stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer.
Yeah,
man, like the double entendres on that.
Consequence wrote that.
Consequence, a bad motherfucker.
Nah, I don't know if he did or not. It's not confirmed. But hey,
that's a bad motherfucker. You wrote that.
That was a dope ass verse. You're right.
So that was 8-1, man.
Favorite Kanye song.
I gotta go. I Wonder if I had to do a single.
You just say that.
Well, I'll say something other than I Wonder. I go to Pablo and say Wolves.
Wow. Mine would be the crazy. Obvious Can't Tell Me Nothing. And listening to Roses again.
That shit crazy.
That shit right there. That's different. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them where you like, damn, that nigga really went in the booth and he did that. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit was deep.
It's way past visiting hours.
Yeah, nigga asking me for an autograph, nigga, my grandma in here, like, and then to be able to, like, go rap that? That's real.
Any takeaways after running these back? I know some of these you said you hadn't heard in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these I hadn't heard in a minute.
Yeah.
Any takeaway from the Kanye West discography?
Disappointment.
The fuck out of here.
And the reason I say it, man, is because I hadn't listened to any Kanye West at all, like, in a long time. And when I was listening to this Late Registration and even this My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I forgot how exciting it used to be to, like, prepare for Kanye albums or songs. Like, nigga, I remember when I first heard that Monster.
Yeah,
I remember where I was at, where I was working, the shit, all of that. And it just is disappointing now that, like, what you call promo or what people call mental illness, whatever it may be, as a, like, a fair weather fan of Kanye West, is disappointing to me that all of that shit come with it now, as opposed to him just putting out monster records and that being it. Like, I remember when Slow Jams came out, we was riding around in the whip with that motherfucker on repeat. Yeah. Slow Jams.
Pause.
But with that being said, it was that good of a song. The sample, like the Luther sample, we was amazed. And so, I just remember how excited we were for the albums. And now we talking about, yeah, you got an album coming out in a couple of days. And I'm like, yeah. That's what's disappointing. Not the, not like the quality of it, not any of that, but just everything, the circus that it turned into. I wish it hadn't turned into that much of a circus outside of the booth. I wish that people were still able to go crazy about what was coming out of the booth.
You know, you notice a lot of that circus happened after his mom died.
True. And, yeah. And I,
you can pinpoint
right.
that.
You're absolutely right.
So for whatever that's worth, I'm sure that had a major effect on him, obviously. If I had to do a major takeaway is that, well, first of all, he hasn't missed. Now, let's be clear. He's 8 for 8. I'm sorry. God. His first three, I don't know if anybody can match them first three, though. I'm not going to lie. I was sitting here thinking.
Out the gate, this first three.
Them first three. That, like, that's rough. Maybe T.I.?
Jay-Z? Reason Without Volume 1, Volume 2. Volume 2
Either one or two, you're not going to like one of them. Maybe like T.I.'s first three is strong, but like, bro, like Drake first three is strong. Oh yeah,
Outkast.
Ooh, okay, Outkast first three nice. Yeah. They ain't on this though.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Outkast. True. But then like his freshman, sophomore, and junior albums are amazing.
He crushed the sophomore slump myth.
He bodied that shit.
Crushed that. Cameron first three.
Stop.
Was that Come Home With Me?
No.
Come Home With Me.
That was
SDE.
Number.
That was three.
Nah, but the first
Confessions of Fire.
Yeah, I'm cool on that.
You ain't like Confessions of Fire?
It was cool.
Confessions of Fire, SDE.
Now, that's a nice
Come
three,
Home
though.
With Me. That's a strong three. It ain't got Kanye, though. You're
nah,
right.
Nah. That's, damn, I ain't mad at
might
that.
Be it.
Somebody let me know, man. What's
Jeezy had that bullshit 102.
Exactly.
Damn.
Who, let us know, man. Who has a better strong second, and third album than Kanye West? I need answers. And let us know, rank yours too while you at it. Fuck it, 1 through 8. Go to Facebook, find the Rap Chat group. Let us know, man. Rank your Kanye West albums. Leave the compilations and the duet albums out of it, please.
Niggas been wilding in the Rap Chat too. I've been reading some outrageous shit.
Yeah, been going hard. The one hit wonder conversation was funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Y'all go check that out. Happy one hit wonder day that went on earlier this week. Let's get to this music break, man. Action Bronson, he's back from cooking.
My boy.
He's back from, you know, restaurant hopping and shit. He's got a new joint called White Bronco. All right, let's see what Action Bronson hitting on, man, if he still got it. Let's check it out.
Yeah, it's true. A Lamborghini truck like blow true. A shawty down my leg and we stuck like glue true. My shorty like, damn, nobody fuck like you.
I know.
One love to my uptown crew. This new shit swing like Tiger at the Masters.
Uh-huh.
Man, I don't fuck with none of these bastards. I'm like a fucking father to these bastards. Shut the fuck up and eat your pudding. 20 alligators died for this shit I put my foot in. You barely got your foot in. Everything I did, they said I couldn't. Now it's middle finger up with the hoodie. Eyes dumb low, blowing goody goody. Baklava, bestseller. How we celebrate, went to 125 and bought a red leather. Man, your boy is on another planet. He just sitting in the whip by himself, bumping Janet. Rhythm Nation, living life without no limitations. Trying to have enough money that'll fill the basement.
Please.
And enough drugs to fill my face with. And enough to give the M6 a facelift.
Damn.
Turn that motherfucker to a spaceship.
Yep.
All these women calling me Tay Diggs.
Man, that was Action Bronson. White Bronco, man. How you feel about it?
I ain't mad at that. I'm an Action fan, though. So, you know, I ain't going to ride around bumping it in my Jeep or anything, but I'm an Action fan.
White Bronco?
If I get me a White Bronco, you seen them new Broncos?
Is that real, though?
Man, I don't know, but I get one of them and bang this.
Wrong. Nah, I fuck with that, too, man. Action Bronson, always funny. Entertaining, you know what I mean? That's what he do. That's his style, beats. So if you're not familiar with Action Bronson, man, get familiar. That White Bronco album should be dropping soon. All right, man, before we get out of here, man, did you see of the week? Schoolboy Q on his Snapchat account. He's still very active on Snapchat, by the way. He was in China, I believe. Just, you know, moving about his very merry way.
Uh-huh.
And he sees an ad with ASAP Rocky in it. He's like, oh, shit, that's my partner. Let me check that out. It's A$AP Rocky in underwear.
Oh, man.
Calvin Klein underwear, to be exact, posing in the tidy whities. Schoolboy Q, of course, went ham.
Right.
Clowning the shit out of A$AP Rocky, even kind of mocking him in his like accent and shit. My question is, man, I know that Schoolboy and A$AP Rocky go back. They have a relationship. He was probably just fucking around. But is a Calvin Klein underwear ad a good look for A$AP Rocky right now?
I mean, I feel like more people probably going to know A$AP for that ad than they are for his music. So
in 2018, right, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like more people going to be like, oh, that's a black dude that was right there in his tidy whities with the funny hair. just a good look for him. Get that bag. L.A. people, they joke different. I know that. So I know Schoolboy probably was like, oh, this is my homeboy, I'm going to give him a hard time. But he definitely told him to lose his number. Because don't hit me up ever again, bro.
That shit was funny.
That was funny. See, Schoolboy Q is a sneaky good follow.
Yeah, for sure. Really nah, he
sneaky
is.
Good, dude.
And also, more Schoolboy news. He pushed his album back.
Over the morning of Mac Miller.
Yeah. He said Mac Miller was, they were super tight, and he didn't feel like going on a press run with the elephant in the room, everybody asking him about Mac. He said he wasn't really ready for that. So he put the album on pause. But nah, it's a good, I mean, it's, you know, pause. It's a good look for A$AP Rocky. Get it how you can, because nobody's buying the music no more. Nobody's going to buy those Under Armour shoes that he put out. So maybe somebody will buy the underwear that you rock. I don't fucking know.
Maybe.
Because you're striking out right now. This hasn't been the best of years, at least for public perception. I'm not saying he's not getting it. He may be getting it. He may be getting some money from other places. But just like image-wise, like he 0 for 3 right now this year. A$AP Rocky, that's your man, too. Get your shit together, A$AP Rocky.
Nah, ain't my man's at all.
Man, on Decker of the Week. Shout out to S.Wash. I see you, boy. That's the home team right there, man. He left a comment on iTunes. Appreciate that. He said, gave us 5 stars, number one. And he said, the chemistry on this Eminem episode is like Kanye and Jay back and forth on Watch the Throne with 3 emoji flames. We appreciate that, Wash. Appreciate good looking. That. On Decker of the Week.
Week.
No way. I'm clearly Kanye. I'm Jay on this Watch the Throne back and forth.
You're definitely Kanye West.
I'm old.
Have fun with that.
Let's get to this new music because it's a shit ton of it. Mm. Last week we got Lupe Fiasco, Drogas Wave. Did you check out Lupe?
What is that even? Hell no.
Damn.
I listen. Like, look, I tell you what.
Don't do Lupe any kind of goddamn way.
I won't. The only reason that I am going to listen is my homeboy Chris. He texts me, he's like, Spike Lou, did you listen to that Lupe album?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, absolutely. I said the same thing I said to you. Hell no. He was like, no, you have to listen to it. I want to know what you think. So I'm going to check it out and see what it is, just for Chris.
All right.
And we'll see what how that works out.
The Lupe is cool. It's
did you like it? Did
it's
you
good
to
music
it?
Sonically, but I'm going to be honest, I don't it's see a reason for me to double back. I don't know why I would listen to it again. But it's not bad, though. He rapping in different languages and shit. He can kind of miss me with that shit, though. Also, Young Thug on the Run EP. Crickets?
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that shit.
I ain't listening to that at all.
Now, let's get to the business. New music this Friday. Kanye's Yandi. It's already a classic. Don't
allegedly,
even worry about it.
Allegedly, it's coming out. And Nick said it's a classic.
Already.
Wow.
All fucking ready.
Jesus Christ.
Lil Wayne, Carter 5.
Mm.
Apparently, allegedly.
Kanye and Wayne dropping on the same day 4 years ago would have been amazing.
That's amazing today.
Is it?
Strictly off Yandi. Yeah. What that Wayne gonna do, man? Sales predictions, you got 500,000? Is it gonna go gold?
Over.
Over?
Yeah, Wayne doing 1 million first week.
Fuck out of here.
Wayne doing 1 million.
8 years ago, you would have had a point.
Wayne doing 1 million first week. You heard Spike Lee say it.
Fuck out of here.
Watch.
Logic, Young Sinatra 4. Logic can rap, though.
About what? what is he rapping about, dude? I want to hear that shit.
Kevin Gates, Luca Brasi 3.
I might check that out.
You don't want to hear that Logic shit.
No. I don't want to hear that shit at
but
all.
I'll check out this Luca Brasi
3. Yeah, like, because this is do or die for Gates right here for me.
Mm.
This has to be a good project.
Or you out of
I'm checked out, yeah.
Damn.
It's got to be.
The sleeper of the weekend, Reason, new TDE artist. There you have it. His album comes out.
I'll check that out most definitely.
I am 1,000% looking forward to that, and it's probably going to be a sleeper, kind of how like that J-Rock was. Because that J-Rock came out the same weekend as, what, like Nas and I think Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think it came out that weekend, so it fell under the radar. But I'm definitely looking forward to this Reason, man. TDE got a monster over there. What do you have on deck for the weekend is the question.
I'm slow motion this weekend, man. We might all get together and get the people what they want. So hopefully that happens. Other than that, man, I'm chilling, man. What you got up?
I'm going to fuck with that Night School.
Oh my God, no, I don't believe that.
That Kevin Hart, the Breakfast Club interview got me wanting to see that.
That's impossible.
And I have movie pass too, but
that's the only reason you should want to see that. Let me tell you the reason why I'm glad this movie's coming out.
So you can stop seeing the commercials.
God.
Oh, no, it doesn't look good.
Everywhere.
It doesn't look good. I'm going to come clean.
Every movie that I've seen, every YouTube fucking video, everything that you pull up, that ad is there.
That's true.
I'm tired of that ad, dude.
I'm tired of it, too. And I'm going to be 100% honest. It doesn't look that good.
It don't look good at all.
But I've got MoviePass and the Breakfast Club interview reminding me why I fuck with Kevin Hart.
You've got MoviePass, and that's the only movie that they're offering this week.
Is that a Predator?
No, man. I heard Predator was good, though.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, really. I heard it was like your boy did it from Key & Peele. You ain't listen to the Bill Simmons podcast he was on? It's supposed to be like funny and everything.
Yeah, I heard it was funny,
the
though.
Dude from Key & Peele playing...
He in there.
He Predator.
He's the Predator?
I think that's what he said.
No, nigga, he's a person in the movie.
He said on Bill Simmons he was Predator.
That's I don't want to see it, dude. That's a fucking... that's a damn,
I mean, of course
he's
going
to
have makeup on. Now he might just be in the movie, though. But
yeah, he just
talking
said
about it was good. He said it was real, like, funny.
Yeah, what is he supposed to say?
He's supposed to say it's a good, scary movie. If it's funny and scary, I might check it out. I ain't doing just scary.
Nah, say that for Halloween.
I'm going to see that.
Don't say that fast as if that looks good.
I'm going to see the Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis looks like she's getting off in there.
She look old in there.
Old and getting off. she was busting that thing at Michael Myers. Michael, is that... I'm there for all of that.
Yeah, movie pass. I might do that. Other than that, though, man, hey, look, keep the iTunes comments coming. We're trying to get to 100 before the end of the year. We're creeping on the come up. I think we're like 85, 86.
Pipe it up.
Appreciate that. Also, youtube.com/realville. New shit coming soon. Keep your eyes peeled. Subscribe so you don't miss nothing.
Uh-huh.
Instagram, On Deck TV Podcast. Shout out to our guy, M Extra. Like I said in the intro earlier, he'll be doing the Spotlight Saturdays, man, to put you up on some slept on music shit, all right?
Yep, y'all check that out ASAPidly, man. We've been, damn, you got tongue tied.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, we've been trying to get that added on, so we definitely appreciate M Extra coming through with the okie doke on that. It's going to look great. Going to give you some good information.
Big facts, man. And shit, that about it, man. We'll see y'all next week.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.